This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, February 25th. Well, folks, I just want to give you my take on what's happening. Markets were selling off this week. Then they reversed on improving volume. And now they're stalling, and they're going to go back and retest this week's lows. Retests are fine. The key is we want to make sure there's not a lot of volume on the retest. And I don't anticipate there will be because the buying pressure on the upside was pretty darn good. So this is just normal market gyrations. Anytime the market makes a low, it has to go back and make sure the low was really the low. Now, if we break through the low, there's panic selling. That's a whole other matter, okay? But we don't have that, okay? All we have is the strong stocks getting hit with profit taking, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now, NVIDIA did announce better than expected results the other day. It's getting hit with profit taking, but NVIDIA is a phenomenal company. You know, you want to bank this stock because, you know, it dominates artificial intelligence chips. It dominates gaming chips, graphics chips. The chips are energy efficient. This is a great company. So don't sell NVIDIA, okay? As far as I'm concerned, it's lock and load on that stock. But all that's going on today is just the normal market gyrations. And now that NVIDIA has announced, we've come largely to the end of the fourth quarter announcement season. And for the next 4 weeks, the market's probably going to meander sideways. And then our stocks are going to pick up in the second week of March. Because what happens in the second week of March is quarter and window dressing picks up. And the professional managers will be buying our stocks to make their portfolios pretty. Because at the end of the quarter, they want to tell their clients how great their stocks are. Then, of course, we'll go into April, and we'll have a lot more positive analyst revisions before the first quarter announcements. And they should be stunning. Now, as far as the economy is concerned, we're growing. We just had our jobless claims come in at the lowest level in 7 weeks. So there's improvement on the job front. So if we get more people working, that helps consumer spending, which is looking pretty good right now. Then we also had a stunning, stunning durable goods report that durable goods rose 3.4% in January. That was the strongest orders in 6 months. Now, those orders were inflated by aviation orders, okay? But even backing out transportation and aviation orders, it was still a very impressive number. So folks, as far as I can tell, it's lock and load time. The markets are worried about inflation. The 10-year Treasury, the 30-year Treasury hit the highest levels in over a year, okay? But Fed Chairman Jerome Powell appeared before Congress, the Senate and the House, and he basically said he's not worried about inflation. And we shouldn't worry about it either. He also made it clear that unemployment's got to improve quite a bit before they raise rates. So we're going to be in this environment where the Fed is just pumping money in. And when they pump money, it sloshes around. It's going to go somewhere. So it's going to go to the housing market, which is obviously doing very good. It's going to go to the stock market. It's going to move around. Okay, and to be totally candid with you, rich people are going to get richer because guess who owns all the homes and stocks? But it's going to be interesting. Now, there are starting to be fears about modern monetary theory, this endless money printing that's going on. The only consolation I have is Europe does a lot more of it than we do. Okay, in fact, the former head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, is now the new Italian prime minister. And you know darn well he's not going to be following the EU budget guidelines. He'll be printing a lot of money, okay? So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But if the money printing gets out of control, it'll probably negatively impact Europe before it impacts us. Also, please remember in America, we're younger than Europe is, okay? We have more orderly immigration, okay? And when you have immigration, you have new households, okay? We also make more babies and have bigger families than they do in Europe, largely because we're younger. And that creates more households. That's why Utah is the fastest growing state in America, because they have more kids, you know? And a very prosperous place, by the way. So I think the U.S. has a lot to be excited about, okay? Obviously, the coronavirus cases are falling. People are getting the vaccines. There's just a lot of hope for the future. And spring is coming. So we should all be happy about that. So again, do not worry about the market. It's just trying to retest this week's intraday lows. There is definitely a leadership change underway. Some of the big flagships, the FANG stocks, don't look as strong as they were, but the ones that are going to have the good earnings will be fine. But the money is definitely still flowing in the market. Now, there was some news today I need to alert you on. Rumors are leaking via Twitter and all this stuff that Tesla is curtailing its Model 3 production. They're still making them, but they're just slowing them down for a couple weeks. It looks like it's the chip shortage. Now, this chip shortage, which has curtailed the Ford F-150, it's curtailed Volkswagen, other manufacturers. These are the chips that control the fancy flat screens in vehicles and things. There seems to be a new development, and that is that Taiwan has a severe drought and water restrictions. And apparently that is now impacting semiconductor chip production. So, folks, a lot of the manufacturing they want to be making, they're deferring. So this means that durable goods orders are going to be strong all year, okay? This means the chip companies are going to be able to demand higher prices, okay, and have a backlog of orders all year, okay? So we shouldn't worry about this, okay? Will it affect some companies? Absolutely it will, okay? But we own a lot of these semiconductor stocks, and if they can now get more money for their chips because of the global chip shortage, well, more power to them. But it's that Taiwan drought, okay, that news is breaking today, and that's going to impact some of our stocks. But otherwise, folks, I feel really, really good. This is, again, the pause that refreshes. I expect to go sideways for 4 weeks, then I expect to pick up in mid-March. Then I have another great earnings announcement season. I go pop, 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 wave after wave of good earnings. And then we consolidate again a bit. June and July aren't bad months for the market, but they won't be quite as strong as we've had already this year. So, folks, hang in there. Enjoy the ride. I'm sorry the markets have to retest recent lows. That's all that's going on today. Good stocks always bounce right back, so do not worry about any consolidations going on today. As far as I'm concerned, it's still lock and load time. But if you are adding money to the market, you literally have 4 weeks to take your time, nibble on stocks and pullbacks, because I don't expect a big updraft till mid-March. So that's it. It's Libby Navalier. Take care, everybody. We appreciate your business. We just want to keep you posted during fast market conditions. What's going on?